Hey, you. Yes, I am talking to you. I know you're troubled. I know you feel lost in a world full of people, strangers, familiar faces, good friends, bad friends, and all of those that you love. You can still feel lonely. And the reason you feel lonely, it is because you are you. You are your own person. You are in your body. You are in your emotions, sensations. And you are in the mind. That is a lot. It is a lot for someone who doesn't understand it. It becomes very difficult to navigate through life, operating a machine without knowing how to maintain it, without knowing what it was designed for, without knowing how beautiful and amazing this experience is, this beautiful life, this beautiful experience, this beautiful peace, this beautiful love, unconditional love. It is just amazing to understand. Now that I have your attention, I don't want to talk about myself, but let me introduce myself. You will never get to know me. You will never get to fully understand me. And the reason I say that is because I stay in constant growth. What does that mean? That means I am in growth mode every single day. So, the only thing that I own on this planet is my name, Ernie. Everything else has been given to me. My name was also given to me, but it's the only thing that I have an attachment to. Everything else is borrowed. So, my name will live on once my body expires, once my energy transfers. But the name will live on. You will never get to fully experience and know Ernie because he's in constant growth. We may relate if you're on that same journey. We might come across each other if you need some sort of comfort, if you need some sort of clarification to understand a certain topic that I cover on this platform. But you will never, ever experience all of me. And the reason I say that is because I am in constant growth. I am diving in constantly into things to better understand my body, to better understand and build tools on how to build a bridge between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Because that bridge connection between both is the gateway to healing. It is one of them. There are many. Understanding the body is number one. With the information of today, not some outdated books, not no Darwin theory, not anything about evolution and monkeys and all of this. History has been taken from us. History has been replaced. History has been hijacked. Everything has been hijacked. You got to stop thinking like you know everything. Because the more I know, the more I realize that I don't know. It's a process of learning what you don't know, unlearning it, and then relearning it. What you take away from it, and more importantly, what you put into practice every single day, is how you will learn about your body and you will learn about the mind and how to create that bridge to gap the two. I went through a lot of trauma in my life. I will cover stories. I will take you and walk you through every single traumatic aspect of my life that created a personality, created a certain behavior, and an emotion, and how that emotion was tied to that memory and why I couldn't let it go. All my past experiences have shaped a virtual me. I have never been me. I have been living and reacting to my past experiences. I have been living and reacting to the information that I have collected. Because all I know is all I know. Everything that I've been taught, everything I've been given, I've received it. Everyone has a different environment. Every culture has a different environment. Every single person has a different environment, a different experience. It's a unique experience. It's a beautiful experience. The more you learn about your body, how it functions, you will be motivated to want to better your life. Life and health are hand in hand. There is no separation. The reason we are separated from that so far is because we have been conditioned that way. That will be a separate podcast. Separate subject, which will cover history. So you will know history for what it is, not for what we've been told. I had to go through rabbit holes and rabbit holes of endless studies, searching for information on how to heal myself, how to get out of these insane nightmares, how to get out of the thoughts of wanting to kill myself, how to get out of the thoughts of me wanting to end my life and end the life of my children and those who I cared for because they betrayed me and they hurt me. Just think about that. Think about what I just said. I love my children so much. Yet I was willing to do that to end the suffering for all because I don't want to suffer anymore. I was done with suffering. I kept getting hurt over and over and over and over again. And most recent, it happened again. But I have come to realize that that is part of the experience. It's okay to get hurt. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to experience all of that. But just once. If you live in the present moment, you're able to experience all of it once. There's no need for a second time. There's no need for a third time, a fourth, a fifth, a 20th, a 30th, a 100th. For those that continue to keep all that buried under there and never deal with it. Hey, I'm not judging you. I was once in your shoes. But everything that I have learned, I can now teach it. Why can I teach it? Because I put it into practice. There's nothing worse in my book, in my personal opinion, of somebody taking a study in a certain field, mastering it, understanding it, teaching it. Motivational speakers. Using a religion platform or a culture platform or a universal platform, science platform, many types of platforms. And they all point at making you the best version of you, right? But what about themselves? How are they practicing that in their personal life? The evidence is always clear. And this is by no means me trying to stain people's image and whatever they have in their personal life. That's their personal choice, right? We don't have control over people. We don't have control over their choices, their feelings, their thoughts. We have no control over any of that. The only thing that we have control of is us, our own body, our own mind, to create whatever we want to create and experience what we want to experience. And whatever we don't want to participate in, hey, it's okay. Don't participate in anything that doesn't bring you growth, that doesn't bring you healing. We only get to spend life once on this planet. Once. Let us stop wasting it. Stop wasting it. Your life has a bigger meaning than you truly understand. I am so blessed for all the rabbit holes that I went down because I tapped into a little bit of everything. And as I go in circles through my book list, I go in a circle, in a pattern, right? Fractal geometry, right? That's how the universe is created. That's how the world is created. Everything here, it's all repetition, repetition. And guess what? Including the body. Because we are the same as everything else. Fractal geometry. Look into it. It'll blow your mind. Oh, yeah, yeah. And there's also for the body. Right? There's a whole lot of learning about that. But be careful. Be careful with the rabbit holes. You don't want to go down the rabbit hole so quick. But because I have gone through it, I will start recommending some of the books, okay? Based on whatever you want to learn. But here, I'm going to give you only my experiences, and I'm going to only talk about what I know, nothing more. If I don't practice it, I don't care for it. If I practice it, I'm going to read about it, I'm going to learn about it, and I'm going to master it. Why? Because if I am practicing it, it means it's going to bring me benefit, personal benefit. If it's going to bring me personal benefit, I'm all for it. I will practice it and practice it. If I don't see results right away, I remove it. If it's worthwhile, I'll revisit at another time. It doesn't fit my timeline right now. But I'll remove it. And then put it in my notes, put it in my journal if it's something that I need to revisit. Right? Maybe visit in, I don't know, journal 23. So I will find journal 23 and write that down. Let that be the first page. And if I'm not ready for that, I'll move it up. But if I put it into practice, that means I'm interested in it and I want to continue to learn. I don't watch Netflix. I don't listen to rap anymore. I don't listen to anything that doesn't bring me any information or anything of value for me to practice and understand. Because I am still in a state of healing. Physical. I'm in the physical right now trying to restore my body to 100% or even more than that, because the more I go into this cell rejuvenation process, the more I discover about my body that just blows my mind. It makes me question things even more, because there's so many things that our body can do that makes me question, well, what else can it do? What else did we do originally here in the natural origins? In the natural origins where we were part of the wildlife still, where we had no language, where the animals didn't fear us because we had not given them a subconscious program yet to fear us. All we had was nothing but love. We didn't have anger. We didn't have jealousy. We didn't have lies. We didn't deceive each other. We were part of nature, of the natural, beautiful wonders of the world. Certainly not what we know today. But we were part of that. We were part of that natural world. That beautiful, amazing, amazing world. So just think about all the possibilities that our body can do. That our body needed to do to survive. No clothes. Cold temperatures. No shoes. No hats. How did we do that? You'll hear me say it often. Wim Hof. Breath work. It allows you to adjust your temperature on the inside in accordance to the temperature on the outside. It's your climate adjustment system. But here's the kicker. You have better success at it if you restore your body, if you stop consuming these nasty, gross scientific projects that bring you no benefit, that bring you no cell minerals. There's a lot of educated people out there. There's a lot of intelligent people, and they still reject the fact that we are made up of cells. 50 trillion cells in one body, all working together at the same time, all the time. Yet they still bring in food that is not mineral food. How can those cells be 100% if you don't give them what they need? But that's okay. I'm not judging. I'm just stating a fact. And it's perfectly okay because we have been conditioned this way. We have been conditioned and trained to be what we are right now. They call it civilized. What a joke. We are powerful. We are powerful energy residing in a biomechanical body that can do so much that we do not even understand. As I go through all these practices and learn all this, I will share all of this. I will share everything. I will share my stories of how I healed a certain aspect of my life. I will share all of that. But if you don't put into practice the things that I share, you will never know. You will always be stuck. This system is designed to be stuck, to be in loopholes. Everywhere you go, you get out of one situation and you go into another situation. You get out of that situation and you go into another situation. It's endless. Your whole entire life is loop. My life was like that until I took the power back and said, no more. No more. I am taking control of my life. I'm going to experience what I want. I'm going to create what I want. And I'm only going to participate in what I want. You are powerful. My recommendation is, again, learn the body with today's information. The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. Read that 10 times. 10 times. And let's have a conversation over this platform. But let's have it with Bruce. Right? So, there's your homework. Read it 10 times, reach out to me. Let's bring Bruce on. The very thing that you need to do first, which was my practice, was fasting. I started fasting. Intermittent fasting for beginners. Look that up. Very simple plans. Very simple basic ways to get started. Fasting is healing. Skip a meal, begin to heal. Right now, our body is compromised. Our body has excess of so many things. Every culture has their upside downs. Every culture that eats unnatural food has what they call genetic disorders, genetic diseases. Right? Look in your culture, write down what are the common things. Right? Growth, eyesight, right? Certain cultures have more eye problems than others, right? There's a lot. That's something that I will talk about, which will be in the history podcast, because it all ties in to all of that. Health and life are one. There is no separation. Very first thing, fasting. Begin with fasting so your body can start detoxing the things that are in the body. Your body has to remove all that garbage that's in there first. You have to cleanse the system. You have to let the body process all of that. So I began with intermittent fasting and a lot of walks. I don't do gyms. I don't want to punish my body. It's all about active movements, being active, walks, light jogs, nothing under stress. Have fun with it. Listen to an audiobook while you run, while you jog, while you walk. Learn about food. Learn about the cells, epigenetics. Fractal anatomy. Fractal geometry. Learn about alkaline foods. Learn about mineral water. Learn about sunlight. But the first step is, in my practice, fasting and books. Fasting and books. Fasting and books. I have lost over 100 pounds, but that's nothing to brag about. Because my vision is not to lose weight. My vision is to restore my body to the natural origins. I want to see what this body can do. My mindset is right. I'm in the practice of healing. I'm making that bridge stronger between the conscious and subconscious mind. I can go back and forth, back and forth. I want to be able to master this AFO. I really want to see how much I can create. I want to live a life of significance. That is what we were designed to come and experience on this planet. You have gifts, you have talents, you are unique. You are very unique. You have similarities with other people, but they're not you. Only you are you. You have to get out of this matrix, this man-made simulation. Step back and say, let me observe this world. Let me look at it from outside the bubble. Let me see what's going on in here. Think of the natural origins. Walking in the jungles, in the rainforests. Everything green, everything growing naturally. There's nobody cultivating it. There's no need for it. Mother Nature takes care of all of that. Mama takes care of it. There's no need for cultivation. Farming, that all came down later down the line. We'll talk about that in the history. And the natural origins. We were children, raised in these jungles, in these rainforests, with no clothes, all the freedom in the world. There was no rape. There was no child abduction, pedophilia, alcohol, drugs, none of that. Just think of 5-year-old you walking around with lions, leopards, They don't eat people. They still don't eat people. Of course, they fear us now because we have created that. We gave them a carbon copy that repeated over and over and over and over and passed down their ancestors, just like ours. Just like we're so fearful and so dependent on the government and all these man-made simulations. Well, it's a very good reason. We'll cover all that in the history as well. But I want you to take a step back and look at that man-made simulation through a bubble. People talk about changing the world. It's easy. Just don't participate in the things that make it bad. If everybody just stop participating in those things, it will naturally change. But in the natural origins, we were children eating, right? Who taught mama which foods are okay to eat? Who taught mama which plants to use when we cut ourselves? Who taught mama what to put on our skin so it doesn't burn it? Who taught mama what to eat to keep ourselves moisturized, hydrated, naturally? Did we eat 3 meals a day? Did we have snacks? Just think about that. We lived that way for a very long, long time. And it wasn't us created from two people or one race. Doesn't work like that. Think in fractal geometry. Everything repeats itself. There's different species of birds, different species of bears, different species of cats, different species of humans. All for each of their environment, their food source, their natural origins. They are designed like all the other wildlife in those environments. The only way you can experience a tiger in the US is in a zoo, in a farm style format. Why? Because that's not their environment. In the natural origins, everyone had their own place, their own food source, their own climate, according to how the body was prepared through their DNA. But we will cover all that in the history as well. I don't want to get sidetracked because I'm having this conversation with just you. I'm speaking to you. I know what you are going through because I have gone through it myself. I know what you are going through because I am going through it myself. I know what you will go through because I will go through it myself. But I want you today, right now, because the only thing that exists is right now, the present moment, nothing else. I want you to tell yourself and stop lying to yourself. It's your own journey. You're your own person. The reason you struggle so much is because you are struggling with life, because you are lying to yourself first. Stop lying to yourself. Be truthful with yourself. Have a conversation with yourself. When you lie to someone else, you're lying to yourself first. When you deceive somebody, you're deceiving yourself first. When you betray somebody, you're betraying yourself first. Because it's your own personal experience. Nothing more. Anything that you do external is a direct reflection of you. I think they call that karma. I want you to stop lying to yourself. I want you to tell yourself that you are loved and that you are going to do everything within your power to improve yourself, to heal yourself, to give yourself an opportunity to truly, truly experience what this life is supposed to be. Never mind the world, never mind the man-made simulation. And the more you step back and look at that bubble, the more it's going to make sense to you. The more isolation time you get of just being with you, just go out into nature and walk by yourself and just talk. Turn off the phone. Turn off all the distractions. Go through that battle. Go through that need of you having to have the phone in your hand all the time and having to check it because you want to escape your thoughts, because you don't know how to deal with yourself. You don't know how to sit with yourself. You think it's uncomfortable sitting with other people, especially people that you know are not doing well for you, and yet you still sit with them? Try sitting by yourself. Sit by yourself with yourself. No distractions. Just be out there. Have conversations. It takes a while, but you're going to love to appreciate it more and more. I promise you that. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But once you get through that and you understand that, you're going to love yourself so much. You're going to be so grateful every day. You're going to be waking up thankful for another day. Another day. It's amazing. But you have to stop lying to yourself, and you have to tell yourself that you are worth it, that you are loved, and you're going to do everything within your power to get you. To where you want to go. Everybody in this world is unique. We have a lot of lookalikes, a lot of features, right? There's even probably twins that come from different cultures, right? Different parts of the world. Fractal geometry, which we'll cover on a separate podcast because I love it. These are all the type of things that I went down the rabbit hole of and studying and understanding and put it into practice and learning. And like I said, I will share all this information, but I want to encourage you to really, really stop and think for yourself. Begin to think for yourself. Everything that you learned in school, get rid of it. It has no value. It only has value in this man-made simulation. The goal for me is to get out of this man-made simulation and restore everything back to the natural origins. I want to experience that natural origins. it's still here. It's still available. We just have to start participating in that and less of this. As of now, everything that you learned in school, forget all about it. It's outdated. Focus on your personal growth right now, where you are at, whatever career you have taken, whatever job you're at. The very first thing you need to do is restore your body. Heal your body, heal your trauma. Those are the first things that you need to do. After that, you will know what you need to do for the rest. You will discover what you're here to do. There's no reason to go and follow all these gurus and all these, soul leadership dudes, and we'll get into all that. But again, if it's not in their practice, you can see it. The evidence is there. Spiritual people, religious people, which is not the same, by the way. All these motivational speakers and leaders and how to be a millionaire in 90 days and all this nonsense. They're all sick. They're all having heart attacks. They're all having diabetes. They're high blood pressure. Their hair is falling out. They can't see. Strokes. They're missing minerals. They're missing minerals in their body. I'm missing minerals in my body. I'm in that restoration project, that cell rejuvenation project, that restoration project. Eliminate everything that has been brought into this body over the last 45 years and bring in nothing but minerals for the next 45 years. See me at 90. Where am I going to be? A lot of you will probably be long gone by then. Your body would already perish. All this scientific nonsense that we eat is incredible. Look at the ingredients. If you don't know it, don't eat it. Don't eat it. If you really want it and you really can't get away from it, read the ingredients. Go to DuckDuckGo. Stop using Google. DuckDuckGo. Type in the ingredients. Where is it used? What was it made for? How does that affect your body's chemicals? The biochemistry of your entire system. All of it. Not one organ. The entire body. It all works together at all times. It affects everything. The most intelligent, the most advanced technology on this planet is our body. They keep us limited. They keep us busy. They keep us disrupted. Why do you think so much money goes into those products, developing all those ingredients? The McDonald's French fries. How many ingredients does that have? Search. It's just a simple fry. Some salt. Cut potatoes. Fried for a few minutes. And served. Right? Look at those ingredients and look at what those do to your body. How does your body react to all that? And yet it's still here. It's still living. It's still going through the cell rejuvenation process. Our body rebuilds itself every year. Imagine if we gave it mineral food every year. Where would our body be in 10 years? Oh my God. Amazing. Oh. There's so much to talk about. So much to cover. But listen, it's okay to feel whatever you're going through. It's okay to feel whatever is coming. It's okay. We are here. We are here right now in the present moment. We can't think about what's coming in the future. We don't care. Let's deal with us right now, today, right now. What can you do today? What book can you grab right now? Turn off the TV. Turn off social media. Turn all that off. Get into the book. If you're not ready for a book, don't read it. It might be too much. Start with a fasting and isolation. Remove, 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 remove. So you can see how much time you have. So you can stop saying, I don't have time for it. I want to do this. I wish I could do that. I used to do this. I don't do that anymore. We have the time. We have all the time. That's all we have. It's time. We'll get into time management. I will probably teach a course on time management. And this is something that I practice. Again, things that I practice, I will only speak of. Things that are in my daily practice, I will only speak of. If it's not beneficial, I don't do it. I don't participate in it. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it is anything. Anything that doesn't bring value to me or growth, I don't participate in it. It has nothing to do with me. You will get to experience the real deal. Transparency is key. You will get to know and understand everything. Whatever you are going through, the situation doesn't make a difference. The story doesn't make a difference. What we have in common is the emotions that we deal with. The intuition, the instincts, all these things that we were given in the natural origins, all the things that we were born with. Facial expressions and sounds were the way we communicated in the natural origins. Energy. We knew when somebody was angry. We knew when somebody was worried. We knew when somebody was happy. We knew when somebody was concerned. We knew when somebody questioned something, didn't quite understand, right? You can make all these facial expressions in the mirror. Practice. This is how we communicated. There was no plans. There was no weekly calendars and time watches and all this madness and nonsense. We were free. We were forever children. Enjoying. We'll cover that in the history too. I'm really excited about this. Right now, I'm adjusting to my current environment, which I will talk about in the future, maybe a year from now, about what I'm currently going through right now, because I'm still in the works. It certainly is not easy, but I do it daily. So I will share this because it's important for others who are going through what I'm going through right now, in the present moment. It's important for people to understand how to navigate through that. This is not my first rodeo with this. But it is different. But I will share all of that. And I'm going to share all of that with you. You are a healer. You're the only one who can heal yourself. You were designed this way. Read any culture book, any religious book, any scientific book with this approach. I am a healer, and I am going to learn how to heal myself because I was designed this way. Take that approach on every book that you read, every fasting day that you practice. Go for a walk in nature. Be with yourself, with only you. Be with yourself for yourself. Looking forward to many more conversations. You are important. You are a healer. You are going to heal yourself because you were designed this way. Be by yourself for yourself. Everything else will fall into place. I promise.